Hello everyone, welcome to another show of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Jonathan. Jonathan is the founder of OneGrab. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, pleasure to be here.
So Jonathan, a brief background about yourself before you started OneGrab, what you've been up to.
So let's see, I'm originally from Argentina. I was trained as an engineer and an economist there. I moved to the US, I did a business school there. And after business school, I moved to Italy, where I'm living right now. I worked for a couple of years at the World Food Program in the United Nations, which sort of combined. I came from a private sector background. I was working in consulting and tech startups before in Argentina. So this was a entirely new world for me. And while at the World Food Program, I had sort of the urge to go back to business, especially in entrepreneurship. And at some point I met two Italian entrepreneurs who were working in the travel sector. I really like the travel sector. My parents were a pilot and a flight attendant, so I grew up in airplanes basically. And they came with this, well, not this idea, but rather this problem that they travel a lot and they never find decent food while traveling. So we said, well, I mean, let's try and look for an answer to that problem. And well, here we are trying to solve that problem.
Got it. So I believe you just started it before the pandemic, you know? So do you want to share the challenges you faced? And you know, the first, do you just want to discuss 2020 and then we'll come to 2021 afterwards?
Sure. So yeah, we met late 2019. That was when we first started thinking about this. It was not a startup yet. It was just an idea. And we were discussing it almost in a sort of kind of consulting setting rather than starting a business. And they live in Milan and I live in Rome. So we were working remotely before COVID. And well, then obviously the pandemic came that initially didn't change much because we didn't know how long it was going to last for. And we were thinking, or probably rather hoping, it would be a more appropriate term, that it wouldn't last, well, as long as it did. But you know, for the travel sector, it was a tremendous blow. There was no activity whatsoever for a very long time, interrupted by some, you know, the summers where there was a little bit of activity, but it was one of the worst hit sectors. But it also gave us open two windows for us. Sorry, it gave us time to really dig down and understand more the market, the consumers, and the needs from the passengers, but also airlines and airports. But also it opened a window of opportunity because now that things are starting to restart in the travel sector, it has sort of reshuffled and it has forced executives in the industry to seek new answers to old problems. So in a way, it has probably accelerated, as it happened with so many other industries, the pace of change.
Got it. So my next question is, you know, in regards to managing teams online, managing the company online and going through that, you know, managing everything over Zoom or Google Meet, right? So, and from customers to, you know, teams. So how was that? And was that something you were accustomed to or you learned it along the way and stuff?
You know, I would have to say that I was maybe a little bit more used to, you know, video conferences for the sole reason that I live in Italy and my parents live in Argentina. So I was doing video conference maybe a little bit more often than the average person. But other than that, no, it was a tremendous shift. And I mean, in the beginning, it didn't matter much because we were just, you know, in the ideating phase. And that combined with actually, you know, seeing each other every so often, it made sense. But especially when you're trying to, especially on the business development part, it's one thing to have, you know, the initial conversations over Zoom or Google Meet or whatever other methods. But we found out, unfortunately, now that, you know, things have, our life has come back almost to normal. It does make a difference, you know, especially in the sort of closer towards, you know, finalizing details and closing the deal. That face-to-face meeting makes a little bit of a difference. But we've realized that for most activities, it really, you know, there's so many virtual tools out there that 95% of the things that we thought needed to be done face-to-face can actually be done pretty comfortably from, you know, your laptop at home.
So interesting. So how do you see, you know, we have a lot of terms new being coined in since that people were stuck at home for 2 years. Now this kind of like the need for everyone to travel, you know, everyone, even the ones that didn't have any plans, they're still traveling just because of the rage of travel, the craziness of travel, you know, and we've seen the price and everything gone up. How is that helping your business and stuff?
Well, there's a term I've heard quite often and I like it. It's called revenge travel. You know, people are almost mad or angry at life and said, you know, I've been locked up for 2 years. I'm going to travel and splurge. So it's been... It's been, well, it's definitely great for the industry. And it's great to see. I was just talking to a friend of mine who owns a hotel here in Rome, and he was saying, we are 20-25% above 2019 levels in terms of occupancy here in Rome. So it just sort of shot the other way. It's great. It's been amazing for the industry. Well, and you've probably seen this in other industries, there was such a rebound that now there's the opposite problem. You know, companies, hotels, airports, airlines, they cannot find people, employees, basically. So we've seen that it's gotten to a point in which the demand shot up so much and so quickly that they're facing constraints in terms of resources, basically, on human resources.
True. So, you know, the one question which I really like to ask the founders is that, you know, their own personal productivity hacks in regards to, you know, what kept them active, you know, everything was under lockdown, you couldn't go out, and, you know, even to be more productive. So what kind of like productivity habits or stuff you've developed over the course of the last 2 years, especially, you know, that keeps you on your toes, team on your toes, keep the morale up and down?
Well, let's say for me, I'd say that there's two, and they're in a way, or at least one of them is very personal to my kind of, let's say, my way of living. So the first one is, I'm more of a night person. I don't work well in mornings, and I work really well in the evenings. And the pandemic also coincided with our first son being born. So that meant sort of an extra challenge, right? You couldn't go out, and also now you have a kid at home. So fortunately, I had a lot of flexibility. I didn't have a rigid time schedule, which meant that actually it helped me quite a bit. You know, I was getting most of my work done in the evenings and you know, spending most of my or keeping more flexibility throughout the day. That flexibility was really useful for me because it allowed me to still get a lot done, even if it was on, you know, on my own time schedule. And I think that's, well, that's something that would have been entirely impossible to do if I had to go to the office as I was doing before the pandemic in at the UN. The second one was, and this was something I could start again doing. I was doing it right before COVID, but I could restart only when things went back at least a little bit to normal. I went back to going to a co-working space. Not every day, but for me personally, I work better by going somewhere outside at least once or twice a week. So it helps me because it helps me. I concentrate a little bit better, and it helps me, you know, getting out and getting a bit of fresh air, and also, you know, start sort of replacing a little bit the kind of things that, you know, you gain a lot of freedom by working from home, but you want a way to still meet people and have some so those kind of interactions are a mix of social but yet professional. By going once or twice a week to a co-working, I've, you know, met people who are in similar situations as I am, you know, running their startups or their own businesses. So it was clearly a great boost to my productivity, but also, and very linked to productivity, to my just overall happiness, I'd say.
Got it. Jonathan, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for everything. You know, it was a pleasure talking to you. And we would love to invite you to a bigger webinar of ours. So we have these shorter series of 12 to 15 minutes. Then we have every 6 weeks, we have a longer webinar where we have 3 to 4 founders join in and have a discussion on this. So, you know, love to have you on that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Yeah, happy to participate. This is a pleasure. Thanks.